Cardiff, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, how you doing? This is Dave Morocco calling.
Hey, Dave, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Good.
I got an email. I guess you forwarded an email over to my secretary.
Okay.
Did I talk to you a couple weeks ago or something?
You might have. Let me try to find your file here. What's your phone number?
My office number is 410-247-1601.
Sorry, 410-207?
No, 247.
Okay.
1601.
Okay, let me see. Well, how can I help you today, man?
Oh, just returning your call about some kind of, I got an email you sent me about unsecured cash or something, just seeing what that's all about.
Yeah, so we sent out an offer to your business about 2.5 weeks ago. It was a pre-approved offer that we sent out. It was for some equipment or some capital. About 250 is what you got pre-approved for. And the unsecured cash is pretty much just self-explanatory right there. It's unsecured. That's a working capital loan. And if that's what you're looking to do, we usually have about 3 to 36 months, terms. And that's pretty much the, bread and butter of that. Is there something you're looking to do?
Well, yeah, here's where I'm at right now. Yeah, I would look to get capital, that's what I do need, some capital. Right now, I'll give you a little quick rundown.
Sure.
I'm working on a project right now that's probably about $400,000. But I pay for everything as I go. I pay for all my concrete. I pay for all my color. I pay for all my everything I do. I have one person that I use that I do put credit on a little bit, but I pay for everything as I go. But these people that pay me, you know, this is a commercial job. They don't pay me immediately. So my payroll is like $10,000 a week. I got this and that. So I'm really struggling. When I make it, but it's tight cash-wise, mm-hmm. cash flow. This cash flow is not there. You know, I usually don't see the profit till we get to the end of the job, which
mm-hmm.
is probably a couple of months from now. Probably be there the rest of August, all of September, and probably halfway through October.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm definitely interested. So I got – go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you're like on a net 60 or something like that?
Well, they have a paid when paid.
Mm-hmm.
However, I had to give them a 3% discount to get paid quick pay. But quick pay doesn't mean – I get paid every Friday by any means. It's, I guess, yeah, the one first check that I did get from them took about 50 days. So it's probably 45 days,
okay.
month and a half.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. So it's the same thing as a net. So it's a net 45 or whatever. Okay. Okay. How much were you looking to maybe take out?
I would say what could keep me going really good would probably be, so what are you saying? I got pre-approved for how much?
So you got pre-approved for 250, and that's just based off of your prior financing, like your good lending history. That's just the first look into your business. There's a lot of other factors that go into it. The thing with the working capital.
I wouldn't want that much money.
Right, okay, yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, the working capital really goes off of your gross annual sales. Doesn't really go off of your credit. So, like, just for instance, to give you a little bit a better idea, what were your gross annual sales like last year?
Almost $1 million.
Almost $1 million,
right,
okay.
There.
Perfect. And what are you on track for this year? You guys about the same, or is it a little bit more?
Probably going to be... I mean, this one project here is going to be like, let's see, about $400,000. I did 268 in snow removal. That's 668. 768. Yeah, at least a million. I'm probably on track for 1.2. Tell you the truth.
Perfect.
I'm probably on track this year for 1.2.
Right on. Well, that's good, man. That means you're growing. That's a good. Cool.
Yeah, I've been on business for 20. What year is this? 2016.
Yeah.
This is my 23rd year on my own, but I'm trying to get over the hump, and it seems like the last couple of years, it was really difficult, when the economy went bad about 6 years ago. Whew.
Yeah.
That was rough getting through that. That was rough. I was this close in 2010 to telling my wife, I'm going to have to do something else. I just didn't know what to do, but I kind of hung in there and got through it.
Yeah, I understand. It's hard. I mean, that's one of the things, too, that's harder with the banks nowadays, too. Like, the normal banks that you usually go through is that, they're not as easy as to get loans anymore. I mean, that's one of the things. I mean, that's what's nice about us. That's good. You've been in business for 23 years. How did you get into this business?
I've been in construction all my life. And then I just started, I've been doing concrete since 1985. So I've been for 31 years, and I've been doing this decorative concrete work that I do, the stamp concrete, where we color it. We put these molds on top of the concrete while it's soft to make it look like stone slit. So I do high-end work. I do regular concrete as well, but I'm a specialty. I do this high-end concrete work. Like, I did work at Cal Ripken's house.
Oh, nice. That's pretty awesome.
I live in Baltimore. Yeah, so I did work at Cal Ripken's house, and I did, the newscasters out here. So I'm not a really huge company. I only have 10 people.
Okay.
And so I'm just a small company, but I have a good reputation, and we do really good work, so.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
But yeah, so, yeah, I'm definitely interested in some capital. That's actually my...
Perfect.
Dilemma right now.
Hey, I got you, man, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you out. So like I said, it goes off the gross annual sales, so we can usually do 10-15%. What we can do is we can shoot for like getting you approved for the most available, and then we'll work back from there. And you get to choose pretty much anything that you want. So, we have a bunch of different programs, all available to a lot of people. We do this all the time for construction companies. Concrete companies. And so, I mean, you're right there. I mean, your time in business is 23 years.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
This is just my thoughts on how I will handle this. Let's just say I get 100,000. Let's just say just for even numbers, I get 100,000.
Okay.
And then I pay that back rather quickly, which is probably what I'll do. And then I'm going to, and then I show, give you guys good faith so you guys know you can trust me and blah, blah, blah. And then, when I've been on some of these big jobs, here's another problem I have. I'm an 8A also. 8A, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but 8A is I'm a minority business because I'm Sioux Indian. I have Sioux Indian in me. So the federal government has a program set aside for minority, just for people like me. But like these big $4 million projects, I can't get the frickin' bond, the performance bond. I mean, I can get a bond for $750,000, no problem. But when you ask me to bond something that's $4 million, I can't do it. I'm not capable of it.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
I don't know what that equates to in percentage. So let's say $4 million they want. Either a $4 million bond, or I don't know what it equates to cash. It might only be, 5% of cash or 8%. I don't know what the number is because I've never gotten a bond that big. Mm-hmm. But there is a cash amount you can put up, stuff like that, because that's kept me away from those big projects, some of the real huge projects, where a performance bond is just in case I don't do the work. So they have a bond set up through a bond company. Let's say I don't do the work, or I can't get it right, I mess the job up. So the bond will pay another company to come in and fix my fuck up, so to speak. That's what a performance bond is. It's to have a backup plan in case something goes awry with the contractor you're working on, although that's never, ever happened to me in 23 mm-hmm. years on my own. I'm a good contractor, but that's what a performance bond is. But okay. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm interested. Shoot for as much as you can get me. And how long does this process take?
Well, that's the good thing. We're not like your normal bank, so it's not going to take like 6 months. We can usually, if you get me all the paperwork that I need, I can get you an answer within 24 hours. And then I can pretty much usually, depending on the week or time of the week, I can get you funded either in 48 hours or by the end of the week.
Okay.
So, I mean, right, the thing I always do,
Yeah, instead of you telling me on the phone what I need, it'd be much better if you send me an email.
Yeah,
and then I can get my secretary tomorrow because I'm pouring a ton of concrete tomorrow. So okay. I'm on the job all day. However, I will forward the email to I want you to send it directly to me.
Okay.
And then I'll forward it to my office in the morning. And she'll get it done tomorrow. I'll make it happen tomorrow.
Hey, perfect, man. That sounds good.
I mean, how much stuff are we talking? Like, give me an idea.
It's very light paperwork. It's just your one-page application that I'm going to send with it, your most recent tax return, and just 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and that's it.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's pretty easy. And you can shoot that email or fax it. I mean, I'll have all my contact information on there. Let me ask you a couple more questions just to get your file, like, you know, going here. On your credit, what would you rate your credit at? Good, bad, or somewhere in the middle?
Well, I'm working on it now, getting it better. When the economy went bad, mm-hmm. my credit went, you know, I had some, it was really credit cards. It was nothing but credit cards. It was credit cards that kind of got my credit down. However, I don't know exactly where it is right now, but it's on the way back up. But it was pretty pitiful there for a while. But it's on the way back up. I paid stuff off. I'm working on it. So every month it's gone up. So it was in the fives. It's probably in the sixes now. I don't know where in the sixes, but it's moving up. It's somewhere, if I had to guess right now, it's somewhere in the middle.
All right, no problem. You know, we got programs that work with credit tiers A to D. The nice thing is you're looking for a working capital, so it doesn't look at your credit that much. And you're 100% owner, right?
100%.
All right, cool. All right, and how do you spell your name again? I'm sorry.
Morocco is M as in Mary, A-R-R-O-C-C-O.
CCO. Okay, perfect. And, all right. And just some other things. Do you have any loans out right now?
Like what kind of loans?
Just any like a working capital loan or any kind of anything
no,
like that?
No, working capital. I got a vehicle. I got a piece of machinery, a Bobcat, and I have one truck. So I have five vehicles, but one truck is not paid for, and I have four that are paid for.
All right, yeah, that's fine. No, I only need to know if you have any kind of capital loans out, that's all. All right, perfect, man. Let me send this information to you, or like that, you know, with the short list on there and stuff. What's a good email for you?
Email is my last name, Morocco, Marrocco.
Okay.
2702@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay. And just to confirm it.
Like here's a perfect example. I just got a check yesterday for $45,000. So I'm paying all payroll, blah, 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 paying all stuff. But then I don't get another check. I do get another check because they're behind a little bit in 2 weeks for $70,000. But it's going to be tight me getting to two Fridays from tomorrow to make it to that money. So the working capital is pretty much, you know, a little bit of an issue right now.
Okay. Yeah, no worries, man. I mean, I got you, man. I will take care of you, I promise. Again, like I said, let's get you approved for the most amount possible, and then, you know, let's just work back from there, you know. Like, let's say you get approved for $250,000, and then, you know, if you don't have to take all of that, you know what I mean? So you can only take 100 if you want it. And, you know, that's a nice thing, too. You know, we're also a relationship-based bank, too. So, I mean, over the course of, you know, time, you know, we do some business together, and you said you're going to pay it back, you know, early and things like that. That's really good because then we can open up a little bit more programs to you and, you know, actually make renewals a little bit easier for you. So if you ever need it in the future.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, dude, I'll send this to you. I'll probably send it in probably the next 10 minutes or so. And then, yeah, just, you know, send it to your secretary, like you said, and then shoot it over to me, and I'll get it going.
All right, cool, man. I'll have it to you by, what were you, on the East Coast or West Coast?
I'm in San Diego, yeah, I'm on the West Coast.
Okay, so I'm in Baltimore, so, okay, so so the email, she'll just send it back to the email you sent it from.
Okay, and it's just to repeat, it's MARROCCO.
Yes.
All right, 2702.
@gmail.com.
Perfect. All right. All right, David, I'll send that to you right now, and just be on the lookout for it.
All right, man, appreciate it.
Of course, I'll be in touch with you, all right?
All right, buddy, thank you.
All right, man, have a good one.
Bye.